Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like time is slipping through your fingers faster than a grease squirrel? Like there just aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done, chase all your dreams, and maybe even squeeze in a nap? You're not alone. We live in a world obsessed with productivity, where constant hustle seems to be the norm. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate this chaos with more intention, clarity, and actually, less stress? Enter Stoicism, an ancient philosophy that's surprisingly relevant for our modern, frenetic lives. And today, we're diving deep into how it can help us master time management and set our priorities straight. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock the power of Stoicism when it comes to your time and what truly matters. First, understand that you have complete control over your reactions, not your circumstances. You can't always control what happens. Deadlines pop up, unexpected detours appear, but you can control how you respond. Think of it like this. Imagine yourself navigating a crowded city street. There are going to be honking taxis, construction, maybe even the occasional rogue pigeon. But you choose your path, you adjust your pace, and you keep moving forward. Second, practice mindfulness. Stop letting your mind race through to-do lists and future anxieties. Be present in this moment, focus on the task at hand, and give it your full attention. This might sound simple, but it's incredibly powerful. When you're truly present, you get more done with less stress and a greater sense of accomplishment. Third, prioritize virtue over everything else. This doesn't mean becoming some saintly figure, although that wouldn't hurt. It means focusing on traits like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance in your daily actions. When you act virtuously, you naturally make decisions aligned with what truly matters, not just what's convenient or fleetingly exciting. Fourth, embrace the power of negative visualization. This might sound a bit dark, but hear me out. Think about potential setbacks, things that could go wrong, challenges you might face. By acknowledging these possibilities beforehand, you prepare yourself mentally and emotionally, making you more resilient when they actually occur. It's like having an internal safety net. Finally, remember the importance of the dichotomy of control. This Stoic principle reminds us to focus our energy on what we can truly influence, our thoughts, actions, and reactions, and let go of what we can't control, external events, other people's opinions, things beyond our realm of influence. Think about that last time you got bogged down worrying about something you couldn't change. It drained your energy, right? Now imagine channeling that energy into something constructive, a project, learning a new skill, connecting with someone you care about. That's the power of the dichotomy of control. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years ago, I was juggling a crazy, busy schedule, deadlines at work, trying to finish my novel, and squeezing in some much-needed social time. It felt like an endless race against the clock, leaving me constantly stressed and depleted. Then I stumbled upon Stoicism. It wasn't about becoming some Zen master overnight, though that would be pretty cool, but it was about shifting my perspective. I started focusing on what I could control: my writing time, my responses to stressful situations, the effort I put into being kind and present with others. I let go of the need to control everything around me. Guess what? It worked. My stress levels decreased, my focus improved, and I actually felt more in control of my life. I was able to achieve more because I wasn't wasting energy on things outside my sphere of influence. So remember, time is precious, but it's not finite. You can make the most of every moment by embracing Stoic principles. Focus on what you can control, prioritize virtue, practice mindfulness, and remember the dichotomy of control. Start small, maybe just try practicing mindfulness for 5 minutes each day, or take a few moments to reflect on your values before making a decision. Share this episode with a friend who's feeling overwhelmed by life's demands, and let's keep spreading the power of Stoicism together. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review, it means the world to me. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.